everybody should definitely come to Baltimore.
We have a way of speaking to each other through food.
It's really renewed for me my love of what I do.
It's gonna take something far stronger than a pandemic to defeat us.
All of these businesses are taking precautions to make sure that everyone is safe. We're ready.
See what we've got going on. Plan your visit at baltimore.org.
Hey there, it's Rachel Mullins, the host of Hashtag No Filter Fridays on Public House Media.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Your Life Matters podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mariah White, and I am a passionate pediatric nurse practitioner and fired up health and happiness coach here to deliver a message to you. This podcast is meant to provide a hope and a dream that fuels your soul to dream big and to dream bold and to inspire and empower you to live out your wildest freaking dreams and to grab a hold onto the unwavering truth that you were made for more. What's up, my beautiful friends? I'm so excited you're here. Happy Tuesday or whatever day that you're listening to this podcast and tuning in. Super excited you're here, and I cannot wait to just get to the nitty-gritty of this important call. It is a how to, or how did you know, Mariah, that it was time to walk away from your marriage? And that is a really difficult conversation and sentence. And I think after the multiple years that have gone by, it's gotten a little bit easier to talk about. But Mariah, how did you know when it was time to leave XYZ said marriage, whether it was domestically violent or a marriage in general that wasn't serving you or just wasn't a good fit for who you are, who you were growing to be, and who you were becoming? And it's a hard pill to swallow sometimes to think back and realize that I am a divorcee, that I am someone who, when I commit to someone and say, I am going to marry you, I always, always, always thought that I would be married to one person, I would be married for the rest of my life. But what people don't realize is when they, again, going back to what we talked about before, you create this blueprint in your head, you make these finite if and statements of, you know, if this is going to happen, I'm going to always stay committed. And if that's going to happen, then I'm always going to stay here. Like, you cannot put yourself in this box of, I will never, I would never, I can't ever. Like, don't use always, never, and all, and never, always, and ever. And I don't say that to be discouraging. I don't say that to be mean. I just say every situation is different. And I am a huge, huge advocate for staying in a relationship and fighting for the other person. But to my detriment, I was the person that fought well beyond what I was supposed to fight. And I remember my ex-husband and our relationship. And I won't say that it was all bad. It wasn't. He was my best friend. He was someone that essentially I grew up with. And he was the light for me at the time. And he was funny and handsome and smart and brilliant and such a go-getter. And as time went on, things in our life and life choices that we made caused a wedge and a separation. And I will never forget the woman he helped me to become, because a lot of times we hear, oh, you know, domestic violence, automatically that person is a bad person. He was not a bad person. Did he do bad things and make poor choices? Absolutely. But he was not a bad person. He's one of the most caring, loving, big-hearted people. But when you introduce drugs, alcohol, and cheating, infidelity, addiction, all of these things, your character starts to waver, right? So I never make excuses for the choices that he and I made. But I realized that it came to a point when I could no longer make excuses to myself. And I had to realize that this is the man that I married. This is a man that I love very, very much. And you can use this for anything, right? You could talk about the woman you married. You could talk about the woman you are married to or the man that you're married to. I knew the man that I had married. And I knew his heart. I knew his soul. I knew the way he slept. I knew the way he ate. I knew all of those things, all of those aspects very intricately. And I knew that I was now in a season, I was now in a place where I had to understand who he was, but also understand who he was growing and who he was becoming. I had to understand who I was growing and who I was becoming. And I had to understand that sometimes you grow apart, and no matter how hard you try, you continue to grow apart. Now, guys, I know my Enneagram now, but back then I didn't know Enneagrams. I just remember knowing that I am a very deep physical touch and words of affirmation person. And he was definitely a receiving gifts and acts of service. And one of the detriments to any relationship is that you love boldly, but you love in the way that you receive love. And I learned that over time, right? And I would always love with physical touch and words of affirmation, and it wasn't his love language. So where I missed the mark and he missed the mark, it was a lot of turmoil. And sooner or later, it escalated and it escalated and it escalated. And now every relationship, I hope never gets to the verge of violence between you and your significant other. I would never wish that on anyone. I would never wish any broken bones, fear, bruises. I would never wish that on my worst enemy. But when a relationship gets to that point, one of two things happen. You fixate on the fact that you think you can fix it, or you fear that you'll never be able to leave it. And either way, that's not a good thought. You need to bring in the third thought, that you are worthy and you deserve better, that person is worthy and they deserve better. They don't deserve this situation. You don't deserve this situation. So you have to get to a point where, for me, I knew that I, and anybody who's gotten to know me, I don't quit. I don't give up. I don't stop. I don't do any of the things that make me feel like I have failed. And that is the biggest key in this. You need to understand that a divorce, a failed relationship, a failed marriage, somebody else's choices to do X, Y, and Z, that's not a failure and a direct reflection of you. It's just the situation. And you have to understand that being just the situation means that you can remove yourself from that situation. You can say, hey, I deserve better. My significant other deserves better. We're not coming to the same page. We're not on the same page. We're not coming to the same agreement. And you can go through all these different ways. But I remember sitting there and I was saying, I'm fighting for this. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up. And I remember feeling like, Mariah, if you get divorced, you're going to be a failure. You're going to be damaged goods. And it became this mantra of what I was going to be perceived as. And God forbid, you know, we tried very hard to have a child because I felt like that was going to be a band-aid. And if anything, it's the biggest blessing that that didn't happen, because that doesn't fix anything. All it does is put an incredibly innocent, beautiful human in the middle of that. And I remember feeling like a failure because I couldn't do that. And then I remember feeling this sense of unwavering gratitude that that wasn't the case, because a lot of women who have been in the same similar situation as me has sat and said, well, I'll make it work because of my child, because they deserve this. They deserve that. So instead of it being this internal fixation that you don't want to be a failure, you're then giving yourself permission to fight even harder for a situation you know doesn't serve you, only because it will make you feel better because of the child. And again, not a reason to stay lonely, broken, hurting, unfulfilled. You deserve a love and a life full of prosperity and abundance and unconditional love. Because when you realize that you're doing these things and you're fixating on, I can fix it, I can fix it, I'm good enough, I can do this, you're really just trying to convince yourself to deny the answer you already know. And a lot of times what's going to happen, especially in situations that have gotten domestically violent or situations where you have felt like, okay, this is it, I need to leave, you'll have that beautiful short stint, that season that just kind of brings everything full circle. That's like, oh, yes, they're going to change. Guys, no one is changing unless they decide to change. And I promise you, the change that you're expecting is not the change that's going to stop the bad behavior. It's going to be an alteration of that behavior, but it is going to be a day in and day out fight. Now listen, I always use this reference. I would always say, get into the boxing ring with me. Stop fighting with me, get into the boxing ring and let's fight for each other. Let's fight together. Because if you're on one side and I'm on the other side, or you're outside the arena and I'm inside the arena, we are clearly not on the same page and we need to get on the same page and fight for each other. So when I see situations and hear incredible people, an amazing woman reached out and said, how did you know that it was time to leave your marriage? And I remember saying, I didn't know. I didn't want to leave my marriage, but I had tried. We had gone to counseling. We had done multiple things. And I remember the feeling of, this is never really going to change, and this is my life. And that was the moment I realized that no matter how good of the season, the good seasons were, they never lasted. How amazing I felt in that moment, they never lasted. And how much change he would say that he was going to make, but I knew that the change wasn't going to last because we just weren't the right fit. And we weren't in the right season of our lives to be in a relationship that would benefit each other. And I remember saying, do I want to live like this for the rest of my life? So for those of you who are sitting there and you're like, Mariah, I don't know what to do, I'm asking you to ask yourself, do you want to live like this for the rest of your life? And this can apply to anything. Are you happy with your job? Are you happy with the current relationship? Maybe it's not marriage. Are you happy with the current state of your affairs? Are you happy with the current state of your situation? And you just ask, is this how I want to live my life for the rest of my life? And if the answer is no, then you have the choice to change it. You have the choice to completely eradicate the thoughts of feeling as if you are a failure or not good enough. I remember feeling like, Mariah, you're damaged goods. You're going to be a divorcee. You're going to never be loved, and he loves you, and you're not good enough. And all of these things that I would convince myself of to just stay. And I'll never forget my pastor said to me, because I was having a hard time of feeling like I was failing. And I was like, no, you're supposed to fight. You're supposed to fight until the day you die. And I remember him looking at me and saying, this isn't going to change. This is going to be your life. And there are certain things that are condoned in the state of the Bible will say that accepts you to be able to leave this marriage, and you have well surpassed that acceptance. I think you need to remember that God loves you, but God also wants you to be happy and live in prosperity and in abundance. And you're not living that way. Friends, I feel like all of us are called to live the most abundant life. And if you're in a situation, a relationship, a job that isn't serving your fullest, most authentic, most truest self, then the fear on the other side really isn't that bad. I remember feeling like, how can I start over? This is going to be too hard, and being scared to be alone again. But what was the alternative? Fighting, getting choked, getting hit, the kicking, the screaming, the yelling, the constant arguing, the fear of the unbelievable fear. And I remember saying to myself, this is not how I want to live, and I would rather be alone for all the rest of my days than to ever live like this. And that is when I made the decision. It was scarier than heck, my friends. It was terrifying. And let me tell you, I am the one that will fight tooth and nail. I will always, always, always fight for you. I will always believe in you. I will always have your back. And it was the hardest thing in the world. And I remember sobbing the day I signed the papers. I remember sobbing the day that we turned the paperwork into the court. And I remember sobbing, just saying, this wasn't supposed to be like this. And looking at him and knowing that both of our hearts had been broken. But also knowing that in the future, we would both be so much better because of it. It was so hard to let my best friend walk out of my life. It was so hard to know that we couldn't make it work. But it wasn't because I was a failure. It wasn't because he was a failure. It wasn't that we were bad people. It's just that we weren't meant to go past the time we went. So right now, I ask you to look at whatever situation you may be in. Send this to a friend who is struggling in a difficult season in their relationship. Send this to a person who might be in a situation where they don't know how to get out of it. And ask yourself, am I willing to live like this and be in this situation for the rest of my life? And if the answer is no, then my friend, you already have your answer. And that's how you know.
What's up, guys? Thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of the Your Life Matters podcast. I'm so grateful that you're here. I just ask that you share this episode with somebody. I ask you to just share it and give it to somebody who could potentially need to hear this message. I really am on a mission to help hundreds of thousands of people to believe that their mess is their message, and that their story really does matter, and that above all, their life matters. I'm so grateful that you're here. I want you to share this episode. And then on top of that, if you could please leave a rating or a review or both, let me know what speaks to you. Let me know what you need to hear. Let me know what you've connected with, because that's going to be the best way that I can make sure that I'm giving you guys exactly what you need. I love you guys with all my heart. I'm so grateful for you. And I want you to know the difference and the impact you guys make in my life. I love seeing your messages. I love seeing when you guys private message me or screenshot it and share it on Instagram or Facebook, because it lets me know that this podcast is doing exactly what it was meant to do. And it's to make sure that there's an impact being made and to help remind you and everyone else that your life matter.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party...
Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.